Welcome to StarCast for Monday, the 26th of July, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of Planet Waves FM here with the astrology of the next few days for you. The big exciting event of the week is Wednesday morning at about 8:42 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, all times in this podcast are Eastern Daylight. And that is Jupiter's re-entry into Aquarius. If you recall, the extraordinarily wonderful year 2020 ended with a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in the first degree of Aquarius. That was on the winter solstice, Northern Hemisphere winter solstice of 2020. Jupiter and Saturn do not form a conjunction very often. It only happens about once every 20 years, and it can really happen in any sign. It was in Libra in 1981 or so. It was in Taurus in 2001 or so, or 2000, and then in late 2020, it happened in Aquarius. So it doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen in any one sign very often. And it just happened in Aquarius. And as it turned out, Jupiter's orbital pattern had it basically blow clear through Aquarius in a period of just a few months. This can happen. And so it went, it formed a conjunction to Saturn in the first degree of Aquarius itself, an extraordinary event, particularly the part about happening in the first degree, and then went straight through into Pisces station retrograde a couple of months ago. And now, on Wednesday morning Eastern Time, Jupiter retrogrades back into Aquarius. So when Jupiter and Saturn get together, it's always a momentous time in history. For example, the 1981 conjunction was the beginning of the millennial era and the Reagan Revolution. Reagan had just taken office. There were other big events back then as well. And then in 2000, we experience another kind of a political revolution, and then that led to the events of 9/11 and 2 decades of just pure political insanity. And then at the end of 2020, obviously a very extraordinary year, Jupiter and Saturn, the two largest planets, the two gas giant planets together, comprising approximately 2,300 times the size of the Earth, and somewhere around 1,200 times the mass of the Earth, formed a conjunction in the first degree of Aquarius. And so now we are coming back into this territory, which I'm calling the Aquarian era, with a very strong emphasis on the sign Aquarius leading into Pluto's entry into Aquarius in 2023. Will remain after a brief margin where it goes back into Cap and then goes back into Aquarius through 2044. This is what I'm talking about when I say the Aquarian era, as apart from the much, much longer Aquarian age. And so now we are about to have a new round of a new kind of experiment in this unusually concentrated Aquarian energy. So I'm going to come back to that in a second. First, I want to go through a few of the events leading into Wednesday, and then we'll wrap up with my quick overview of what this Aquarian era thingy is about. The signs, no pun intended, but the signs of what it is about and what it means are all over the place. And if you understand the sign Aquarius, which most astrologers don't, they are impossible to miss. So as I speak here from Kingston, New York, on a a sunny, somewhat muggy, but overall, so far, so good, pleasant day. The interesting bits about the sky right now are that Mars is clearing the last 2 degrees of Leo. So let's see when that... When Mars makes its way into Virgo. I somehow missed that. It's just, it verges on impossible to prepare these things in advance because there are so many events, and I really should use a paper ephemeris. I promise I will use the book next time, which gives a much better overview than the computer kind of animation of the charts. But let's see. So Mars in late Leo is interesting because it is changing signs. When you get the planet in the late degrees of a sign, that means it's changing signs. And so whatever is going on with that planet goes into what some astrologers call anaretic mode. It's a kind of a time of rapid transformation and a shifting of the energy. So let's see when Mars goes into Virgo, leaving Leo and entering Virgo. Please hold on for 1 second. Mars enters Virgo, by the way, using the now defunct IO Sprite software. Okay, so July 29th. So we now have, that's on Thursday. So a couple of more days of Mars, fiery planet, moving through fire sign Leo, and then on the afternoon of July 29, Mars enters Virgo. Another planet, also in the very late degrees of a sign, is Mercury. Mercury got done with its retrograde not that long ago, and we are in the clear on Mercury retrograde for another couple of months, but currently Mercury is in late Cancer and is about to enter Leo, and it enters Leo on Tuesday. Is that right? Tuesday. Yeah, well, about that. Tuesday the 27th. That's tomorrow. Tuesday the 27th at 9:11 p.m., 27 seconds, enters the sign Leo, joining the sun in the sign Leo. There should be some interesting daily horoscopes coming out that talk about that little confluence of events. By the way, this is an endorsement. My favorite daily horoscope in the world is and has always been the New York Post horoscope by the eminent Sally Brompton, a true pool shark of a daily horoscope writer. I absolutely love her writing, her astrology. She keeps it upbeat, but is also one of those uncannily accurate astrologers. All right, so those are two planetary sign changes. That's important. Meanwhile, between now and the next time we speak, the moon will be moving through. Let's see where we've got the moon right now. The moon is in early Pisces. The next interesting thing that the moon does is tomorrow, 1:27 a.m. on Tuesday the 27th, so very, very early Tuesday morning, the moon will make a conjunction to the Centaur minor planet Nessus very early, overnight, basically Monday to Tuesday. And this is a cautionary note about paying attention to the consequences of things. And in the sign Pisces, we're talking about the emotional and spiritual consequences of our feelings and of the actions that we take. Then the moon will enter Aries. Hold on, that takes place. Moon enters Aries Wednesday, 5:57 and 31 seconds. So very early on Wednesday morning, Eastern Daylight Time, the moon enters Aries. So that I'll be back a little bit later in the day on Wednesday, or maybe possibly even tomorrow night. I still haven't worked out the schedule for this now 3 times weekly short format podcast, but we'll get there. The thing that we're leading into with the moon in Aries is, of course, the moon passing through the cardinal signs and making a conjunction to Chiron. That happens on Thursday. All right, let's wrap up with a little bit of information about the Aquarian era, Aquarian age. Now, all of this Aquarius that we're getting in terms of these huge planetary placements, particularly Jupiter, Saturn, and then next year, Pluto entering Aquarius, working their way through Aquarius. The energy is that of the pressure to conform. Now, I know that Aquarius has this groovy peace and love energy. I personally think this is a lot of propaganda spread by two things. The song, Let the Sun Shine In, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I mean, great bass line. Written, by the way, by some session players called The Wrecking Crew. I forget the name of the absolutely brilliant bass player for this kind of recording studio, portable recording studio ensemble from the 1960s and 70s called The Wrecking Crew. And so there is this wonderful song that came out called Let the Sun Shine In. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That has nothing to do with the true meaning of the sign Aquarius. But that Broadway stuff, all that groovy pop music stuff, is based on what I think of as a whole lot of spiritual propaganda coming from the books of a theosophical origin. I've been reading more carefully a book by Alice Bailey called Esoteric Psychology, and she has made many mentions so far, even in like the first 300 pages of this book, about the how wonderful the Age of Aquarius is going to be and how we're all going to work together and all of that stuff. And the thing about Aquarius is that actually it is about the crystallization of patterns. It is neither good nor bad. It is not friendly. It is not unfriendly. And I'm not talking about Aquarius people. I'm talking about the archetype of Aquarian energy. It does not have a positive or negative spin. It merely is what whatever it amplifies and magnifies and weaves into its reality. And one of the things that it also does is it pushes a lot of conformist pressure. Now, Aquarius is the sign of groups, and it's also the sign of individuals, and that's worth noting that Aquarius is the sign of where the individual meets the group. But the individual can only meet the group if the group has not basically rolled over the individual and made individuality nearly impossible. And that is the current movement in society. The effort is that we're all going to be as one, whoever it is that set the definition of what that's going to be about. That is the current push. Oh, let's all be together. Let's all do the same thing. Well, what is that same thing going to be? You tell me what that same thing is going to be. Listen carefully to what everyone is being pressured into doing, not by TV advertising, but by what is claimed to be the news, and then most of all, by peer pressure. So watch out for that peer pressure. The thing about Aquarius is that it is encouraging of standing up for your individuality, but we must remember, on this planet, standing up for your individuality is not that easy. To simply step out and be yourself and do your thing, it always involves being willing to be in some way knocked down, taken down, eliminated, or cast off, or refused admission to whatever thing, dinner table or concert or whatever it might be. And so to be an individual is not just as simple as drinking that new flavor of Kool-Aid. To be an individual really means to stand up for yourself and to weather the storm. But there is no spiritual task that is any more important at this time in our collective and in our personal history. Planet Waves is a subscriber publication. If you like the things I am saying and you want to make sure that we continue and get more access to this website, sign up for a subscription. It is worth it. You get the current horoscopes, current articles, and lots of access to our stuff in the library. Once you get in there, you're not going to want to leave. All right. I will catch you again sometime on Wednesday with another update. Don't forget to check for the monthly horoscope on Thursday night. Anyone can read one sign or two or three signs, but then to read more, of course, you'll need to be a subscriber. Get in our mailing list by emailing us at cs@planetwaves.net. Thank you for listening, and stay in touch.